Welcome back. You are now listening to the business segment on the Midday News Bulletin that is on the radar. My name is Justicia, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 2:30, where we'll be looking into what the corporates are up to. Now, the NBL, that is the Namibia Breweries Limited, has released its financial results for the year ended, that is 30 June 2022. And for the performance highlight, we see a net revenue of 3 million Namibian dollars, up by 14.1%, and with operating profit with 667 million dollars, up by 8.9%, and profit after tax is 540 million Namibian dollars, up by 42.8%, with basic earnings by share 262.5 cents, which is up by 45.3%. And on the business performance, the Namibia Breweries Limited, a subsidy of the ONL group, sales volumes have increased by 12% compared to the previous year, and this growth is attributed to a large extended due to an increase in volume growth and demand from South Africa, especially for the Ventuk brand. And Namibian beer volumes declined by 1.5% as inflationary pressures across the sector of Namibian economies continue to stretch and consumers' disposable income. Now, COVID-19 related restrictions between July 2021 to December 2021 further impacted volumes in Namibia negatively, according to NBL. Now, the easing of COVID-19 related restrictions in early 2022 allowed NBL to return to a more normalized trading environment, and South Africa beer volumes recovered well during the financial year, and the volume grew accelerating towards the end of NBL's financial year, and the growth in South Africa was driven by the lively demand for Ventuk and Heineken in the premium segment. This resulted in volumes to South Africa increasing by 60.6% year on year. Beyond South Africa, Tanzania also remains NBL's largest export market, although with most export markets, significant logistic cost increases and negatively impacted export profitability compared to that of the previous year. Now, net revenue increased by 14.1% to 3.0 billion Namibian dollars, that is for NBL. Now, this growth was as a result of growth in volumes to South Africa and a 35% increase in royalty income from Heineken SA, as well as price increases taken in the local market. The price increases in Namibia were necessitated by extraordinary raw materials, packaging material, and various other costs during the 2022 financial year. Now, NBL's share of associate loss for the year before turned positive, as Heineken SA was able to trade without any significant COVID-19 related restrictions, delivering 54 million Namibian dollars equity income for the period. Now, due to the ongoing proposed transaction relating, amongst other, NBL disposing of its 25% increase in Heineken South Africa, the profits and losses from the investment in Heineken SA are classified as discontinued operations for the financial years ended 30 June 2022. Now, before we continue with this report, just to get into an audio where we had an audio from Mark Venk, who's the managing director of NBL.
Overall, I'm extremely pleased with the results for Namibia Breweries for the year ending June 2022. Although we still had a very challenging first half of the financial year due to the COVID pandemic, I think we still managed to grow overall volumes with 12%, as well as grow our operating profit with just shy of 9%. We had a great growth of volumes going into South Africa, you know, on the back of, you know, a very, very strong premium market in South Africa. And generally in Namibia, we ensured that we maintained volumes at on par with prior year, as well as, you know, working very hard to contain costs wherever we can. So in general, I'm extremely pleased with the results for NBL. And, you know, now we're looking forward to the next financial year.
Now, according to the report, no final dividend was declared, which is in accordance with the conditions of the potential Heineken SA disposal transactions. And in the event that the proposed transaction would not proceed, the board would revisit this decision. Now, as I've mentioned, the managing director of NBL, that is Marco Wenk, says that considering the impact of the consumer's disposable income, a shift in certain consumer trends, as well as cross category consumption trends, NBL has shown exceptional resilience and an overall great operational and financial performance during its 2022 financial year. While overall volumes for NBL increased by 12%, beer volumes in Namibia decreased by 1.5% against 2021, while volumes to South Africa increased by 60.6% compared to the year before. This resulted in operating profits increasing by 8.9% compared to the previous year. Now, excellent volume growth for Ventuk brand produced at NBL and exported to South Africa, together with sound cost management, delivered strong results from NBL despite a decline in Namibian beer's volume. And the Ventuk draft brand continues to show exceptional growth within Namibia's mainstream beer category. Now, just looking at the brands, now Ventuk draft mainstream is the strongest position as Namibia's leading beer brand, showing continued demand and growth, while Heineken delivered good growth in Namibian premier beer segment. Tafel Lager remains a stronger contender in the mainstream segment, and the Tafel Lager Brave Warriors Hansa Draft managed to capture market shares via its popular on-tap offering following the post-pandemic opening of the on-consumption channels. And Aqua Splash and Fruit Tree moved sideways in terms of volume growth, but remain important in terms of portfolio diversification. Now, touching on the awards, NBL, Ventuk Lager, Ventuk Draft and Tafel Lager received gold awards at the 2022 International Deutsche Land Wissenschafts Geschlaft and Quality Evaluation, while Ventuk Non-Alcoholic was awarded a silver award. Now, Carmel Thorn received a bronze medal in the category for Amber European Lager at the 2022 African Beer Cup competition, and the Ventuk trademark won gold in two categories at the 2022 Brand Africa Awards, which is I named them Most Admired Alcohol Beverage Brand in Namibia and Most Admired Namibian Brand in the Alcohol Beverage category. Now, still on the financial performance, the NBL Finance Director, it said that NBL's performance for the 2022 financial year period was very encouraging despite a challenging operating environment. Now, beer volumes in Namibia declined due to COVID-19 restrictions in the early financial year and challenges in consumers' behavior during the year. He says that overall margin percentages were lower due to significant increase in South African volumes, which affected the mix of products sold, as well as the extraordinary cost increases that have impacted businesses worldwide. Now, Heineken South Africa volumes for the year were very encouraging, according to him, which resulted in royalties for NBL increasing by 35% to 147 million Namibian dollars, while the equity losses for associates turned positive, delivering 57 million Namibian dollars income for the period. Now, on the outlook of the whole financial year, that is, the managing director concluded that NBL continues to be well positioned to meet its demand curve in production values to South Africa, where the Ventuk brand has significant opportunity to grow, and that the next year will see significant investment in upgrading and expanding production facilities to be ready for future growth and demand. And that is what we are getting from NBL's financial results for the year ended, that is 30 June 2022. This was released this week or through the weekend, that is on the 23rd of September 2022. And of course, you can also get this information on OLL's website as well. And we also had spoken to the managing director, as you have heard, quite pleased with the outcomes of NBL's financial report. 10 minutes past the hour of 2, you are listening to the business segment right here on Eagle FM. Do stay tuned. We are going to take a short commercial break and then we'll return with more.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, the Eswatini Environmental Fund recently concluded a benchmark study of the Environmental Investment Fund of Namibia in order to attain suitable benchmarks for its national Environment Fund. The purpose of the visit to Namibia is to meet with the Environmental Investment Fund of Namibia, EIF, and to learn from the institutional setup in place that enables it to deliver on the same objectives as the Eswatini Environmental Fund. The session was provided a platform for the two institutions to network and engage on the opportunities as well as challenges pertaining to their respective institutional setups with a view towards documenting best practices and lessons learned. The benchmark visit commenced with a courtesy meeting at the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism as the national designated authority to the Green Climate Fund. Now, the meeting at the Ministry of Environment also engaged on the role of the ministry or the role the ministry plays in effecting EIF's mandate and the national climate change actions, as well as an overview of the Green Climate Fund country strategy. Now, the delegation also paid a courtesy visit to the executive director of the Ministry of Finance as the reporting line ministry of the Environment Investment Fund and the chairperson of the EIF board to engage on issues of strategic leadership and how the leadership has transformed EIF as one of the best environmental funds in Africa. Now, in their discussions, the two institutions emphasized the importance of protecting the environment, highlighting that the two institutions are hopeful that the two countries will sign agreements that are gearing towards ensuring environmental sustainability and how to ensure the citizens of the two countries use their resources productively. Now, the two entities also emphasize that there is a need for the EFF and the EIF to form a partnership so that they could share resources and can be both beneficial to both countries. And the head of the delegation of the EEF stated that they were here to learn from Namibia because the EIF is better resourced, better managed, and it is one of the best examples to learn from, further encouraging Africans to not always have to go outside the continent to benchmark. Now, over the last 3 years, the EIF shared their experiences on the institutional set, history and plans for the future through policy presentation, and this includes management policies and financial management systems of the EIF, Green Climate Fund, and how the Environmental Investment Fund of Namibia is aligned to its programming, strategic planning, institutional performance reporting, procurement policy and processes presentation, EIF gender policy, EIF ESS policy, EIF human resource policy and staff development, communication outreach of the EIF, resource mobilization strategy and institutional investment plan of the EIF, and also saw the various projects administered and managed under the fund presenting on their mandates and lessons learned. Now, Eswatini concluded the presentation's engagement by sharing the programs and projects it manages, operation of its fund, as well as successes and challenges, discussions on supportive approach and collaboration between the EIF and the EEF. Now, the EEF delegation was made up of the chairperson of the board of trustees, the chairperson of the management board, as well as the chief financial officer and the environmental fund officer. Now, Eswatini Environmental Fund commenced with its benchmark study of Namibia's Environmental Investment Fund, that is EIF, to attain sustainable benchmarks for its own EFF on Monday, that is the 19th of September 2022, and the benchmark visit concluded on Wednesday, 21 September 2022, and that is what we are getting there. And in other news, the Ministry of Education this morning launched its readathon week.
What can you say about today and how important is this readable week to all learners in the country, and how do we emphasize for the learners to study?
Thank you very much. Readathon is such a good thing. Like I said in there, reading is a game changer. So when you are able to read, you're actually liberated.
Yes.
So it is such an important event because we are now giving an opportunity to all the learners to practice reading, because it's through reading that we learn.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage all the schools in the Commerce region to encourage their children and learners at school to use this week and beyond for reading. Let us allow them more time in the class. Let us use that reading period to really practice the act of reading. So I'm just looking forward to a greater week where everybody will be involved. And also from the media houses, we want you also to encourage and air more reading exercises.
Yes. So do we, all our schools here in Commerce, they are well equipped with libraries, and our learners are encouraged to access the resources?
Yeah, I may say most of the schools in the Commerce region have at least a room that is called the library, and this is the room that children go to read and also research. But also I can indicate that we have a challenge in terms of librarians. We don't necessarily have librarians at school, and I think that is the same with the whole ministry. Only a few schools have dedicated school librarians. So what we have is teachers who are taking care of the library on a rotational basis, but what we have, we are using it to the maximum, to the benefit of the children.
Alright, thank you, Seth. Just the last one, your name?
My name is Akila. I school at St. Barnabas, and it's important. It really improves our reading, because in this week we can read more and more, and then we get to know more about things.
My name is Gushan. My surname is Kanji. I school at St. Barnabas Primary School. I think it is important because for the people who don't know how to read, they can learn how to read and write everything, because there are some kids who are in grade 7 and 6, but they still don't know how to write or read.
So you guys have a library, sorry, at your school?
Yes, we have a library.
How often do you visit your library?
If it was open, I would go every day, but it's not yet open.
Oh, okay. Alright, thank you. So, what can you tell us about this week? How excited it is for you guys to just inform your kids to study more, read more, and just pick up more information?
Okay, I'm Miss Antoniela Kariawe from St. Barnabas Primary School. We're very much excited. It's indeed a privilege for us to have the launching at our school. This is very much encouraging to our learners. They're very much excited as well to see the directors and everybody. It is really, really much important, because our learners are aware of how important reading is. They know why it is very much important to work on their reading skills, and really,
yes. Miss, how often do you tell your learners to just pick up something and read, not from studying, just to read a book?
Very much often. We have reading periods at school, which encourage them to be everyday readers. We always tell them that a reader today is a reader tomorrow. So we, as teachers, we also know that a child who cannot read will not be able to answer a question paper. So reading is our very, very first thing that we encourage our learners to do.
Yes.
It's a daily thing. It's a daily need. Learners really need to know and work on their reading skills.
All right. Thank you. All right.
The Education Ministry this morning launched a Readathon Week under the theme Read Namibia, Understand the Impacts of Climate Change on Key Economic Sector in Livelihoods in Namibia. Speaking at the event, Deputy Executive Director of the Education Ministry, Gerard Fries, said that reading is one of the important aspects that need to be mastered. He added that reading is the foundation of learning cross-disciplinary subjects. The ability to read is important for finding a good job or going to universities. Frey said the capabilities of learners reading plays a role in improving individual life, and it is important to support the development of a country, saying that in reading, learners will benefit and will open up new information and the ability to explain new information to others and increase concentration. We speak to Paulus.
And that is what we are getting right there. We spoke to the Director of Education in the Commerce Region, as well as a statement there by the Deputy Executive Director, that is Gerard Fries. 22 minutes past the hour of 2, you are listening to the business segment on Eagle FM. Now, just to get into the Readathon Week, it is the Readathon is organized by the Directorate of Namibia Literacy and Archive Services with a purpose of strengthening the culture of reading, increase the usage of reading materials from various schools, libraries, as well as educating learners about the ongoing climate change. Now, you can get more of this in our e-paper this evening. Now, the Namibia Desert Diamonds, that is Namdia, has revealed that the diamond sales and marketing company was in the process of appointing a chief executive officer following the expiry of founding CEO Kennedy Hamutenya's term. Now, kindly note that Namdia followed an intensive recruitment process for the chief executive officer position with assistance of the Procured Recruitment Agency in line with the Public Procurement Act 2015. Namdia is at an advanced stage, of appointing a CEO, and an official announcement will be made soon, said the company's board. Now, this, however, comes amid reports that Hamutenya is challenging the company's board decision not to renew his employment contract after 5 years at the helm of the diamond company. The state-owned diamond company's general manager and of sales and marketing, Leli Usiku, is currently the acting CEO, and Hamutenya was appointed in July 2017 to lead Namdia on a 5-year term after having been headhunted from the Ministry of Mines and Energy, where he was the Diamond Commissioner and was the principal advisor to the Namibian government on diamond policy. Namdia was established out of an agreement between the government and De Beers in 2016 to verify whether Namibia was getting the best value of its diamonds by going onto the open market. And that is what we are getting right there. We are going to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now, the Namibia Fish Consumption Promotion Trust has partnered with the Technologies Business Innovation Institute to identify innovative distribution agents around the country. In a press release, the Chief Executive Officer of the Trust, Victor Pierre, announced that the commencement of the project titled Identifying Innovative Distribution Agents for Namibia Fish Consumption Promotion Trust and the Namibia Fish Consumption Promotion Trust was established to promote fish consumption, making it accessible and affordable in Namibia. In the press release of their mandate, Pierre explained that the NFCPT had partnered with the Namibia University of Science and Technology's Business Innovation Institute, that is NBIA. Now the NBII will assist with conducting and implementing the project at the valued at $800,000 starting with a pilot phase for 17 months. Now the project aims to increase the accessibility of fish to Namibian population through a partnership with potential agents who will be able to take fish to towns and localities where the trust does not have fish shops. Now moreover, it will also allow participants to gain knowledge in business administration through training by the NBII, and the project is expected to be implemented in 3 phases and is designed to achieve the following milestones. Phase 1 is planned to capacitate the potential startups, SMEs and other retailers with growth potential to establish and grow businesses in the retail fish business, and the capacity building training in the pilot phase will be hosted in towns per the scheduled calendar. Now Pierre explained that the training centers were identified because of the proximity and the absence of the trust activities, and the training will be afforded or offered for free to all participants. In addition, a call for participation through a public notice has been published for the potential entrepreneurs to apply. Applications and registrations have been opened since 20 September 2022. They also close on 3rd October 2022, and interested applicants are requested to apply and register online. Now the CEO also highlighted that it is important for the youth and women business, startups, SMEs and other retailers to participate in the training session to build their capacities to establish and run sustainable fish shops or retail businesses. Additionally, the NBII through capacity building initiative will provide mentorship assistance to participants interested in submitting proposals for considerations at the fund's distribution agents. Now, for phase 2, out of the trained participants, the applicants who succeed by submitting viable and sustainable business proposal as distribution agents will receive additional capacity building and mentorship once they start operating. The CEO indicated that the purpose of the training is to ensure successful business continuity as well as sustainability of their respective businesses beyond 1 year of the business operation. all distribution agents, that is the youth or women or businesses or startups, as well as SMEs, and applicants will be expected to submit a competitive bid to elect or to be selected and to qualify for the program as a byproduct of this exercise. To add to the body of knowledge in the fishing sector, the two partners, through the production of the research paper, NBII will carry out a study titled "The Role of Startups in Creating Value Addition in the Fishing Industry, a Case of Namibia Fish Consumption Trust and Namibia Business Innovation Institute." The study result will be published and disseminated to the public as a source of information and business startups in fish retail. Pierre expressed that the project is expected to generate value as the trust is eager to contribute meaningfully to creating and strengthening the local economy. This is by encouraging Namibians, mostly the youth and women, to take up opportunities to grow the local economy using the country's natural resources such as fish. He said Namibia needs various partnerships and industries to explore the economic activities that will contribute to the country's productivity, especially those especially in trying times. And that is what we are getting right there. 31 minutes past the hour of 2, that concludes our business segment for today. We will catch up again tomorrow, same time, same place. But now I'll cross over to my colleague Eba in the Ondangwa studio, who will take you through the Oshiwambo news.